Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson today has named the next public health commissioner. Dr. Garth Walker is currently chief medical officer at Rush Health on the Near West Side. Walker grew up on the South Side in Hyde Park. And if he is approved as commissioner, he would have some big challenges, including improving the health of Chicagoans in one of the most segregated cities in the country. Meantime, the mayor also made nominees for the reconstituted Chicago Transit Authority Board. His picks include two current board members, including current chair Lester Barclay. The Tribune reports the choices are mandated by Illinois legislation that creates a new regional transit oversight body. That body will shake up the boards that govern CTA, Metra, and PACE. All these nominations by the mayor require City Council approval. A long-time-coming memorial to honor victims of Chicago police torture by notorious former commander John Burge is officially under construction on the city's south side. My colleague Mariah Wolfel has a look.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
Singer Zahra Baker welcomed advocates and survivors to a groundbreaking ceremony in Washington Park. Burge and his midnight crew tortured more than 100 black Chicagoans over two decades. Greg Banks was tortured for 31 hours in 1983. He and others have fought for years for reparations, including this memorial.
Let this memorial remind every person who visits that justice may take years, even decades. But when people come together with courage, determination, and hope, change is possible.
There will be testimonial etchings from survivors, meditation areas, and space for school field trips. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
And the WNBA will make history as the first professional sports league to hold events at the newly opened Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. All-Star Weekend will tip off later this month. The schedule includes All-Star Practice and Media Day, the league's annual Changemaker Day with community service and mentorship programs, and a junior WNBA clinic for girls with basketball instruction, workshops, and STEM activities. Events are set for July 24th at the Obama Center's home court athletic facility. The actual WNBA All-Star game is July 25th at the United Center. You're listening to The Rundown. This spring, the viral pop-up bagels debuted in Chicago with a line that stretched several blocks down Lincoln Avenue for the private equity-backed goods. The chain's arrival comes amid a nationwide premium bagel boom. But big bagel shops are not the only bread lovers hopping in on this trend. Chicago has several new indie bagel spots. And our contributor Maggie Hennessy joined my colleague Claire Lane to talk through Chicago's bagel landscape.
So tell us a little bit about the bagel craze. Why do you think that they've skyrocketed in popularity recently?
I think some of it is drawing on the interest in consumers to spend outside of the dinner time part. We've also seen a lot of pastry chefs getting furloughed post-pandemic, and so they've turned their attention to making incredible artisanal bread products, including sourdough bagels, which really have, I think, become much more popular in recent years. There's also this idea, I think, of the power of the internet. It's much easier for something that might have like regional cachet, like a New York style bagel, to then be, you could theoretically say, well, people would pay for this in Chicago if we do it right.
So we know Big Pharma, Big Tobacco. What is Big Bagel?
Big Bagel is essentially this idea of investment firms that have taken majority stakes in artisanal bagel shops, which these that we know so far that have just opened in Chicago, including Call Your Mother Deli and also Pop-Up Bagels, these started as mom-and-pop shops. And private equity has seen and has been sort of chasing bagels as a space that what they call, you know, sort of this white space. There's potential for profitability. So the idea it being that if they can put a majority stake behind these mom and pops and there's the potential, the viral potential on the internet, like they can take it nationwide.
So Chicago, as we know, still we have our strong indie food spirit. Obviously, you know, thinking about even the Bear right now, we get off on that sort of vibe. The cooks in the kitchen with the tattoos doing it for the good people of the city. Where, Maggie, do you think are local bagel shops popping up and how do they differ from Big Bagel?
So there's a lot, really, in recent years. One I would love to call out is Tilly, which started in the South Loop. Hannah Tillett was a pastry chef who was furloughed after the pandemic. She acquired a 16-year-old sourdough starter and started making sourdough bagels. Another one that I'm a huge fan of is Roska in Pilsen. These are Felix Zepeda. He's Pilsen born and bred, really infusing his Mexican-American heritage into the bagels themselves. They take 3 days to make. They start with locally milled wheat. So these are real labors of love I'm talking about. I mean, Irene's Deli, which spun off into a sibling bagel concept called Irene's, which we will be tasting.
Well, Maggie set us up. Yeah, we've got Irene's Bagels here in the studio. Let's dive in. We got a couple of options here. Cream cheese looks pretty healthy. Schmear, if you will. We've got kind of a Parmesan crust, it looks like.
Yeah, this is the Asiago bagel. They change their flavors almost every day. A few of my recent favorites have been the Za'atar and then the Hot Honey, which is also here as well. But yeah, this is the Asiago, I believe, with chive cream cheese.
Big, bold flavors.
Uh-huh. Cheesy, chewy, intense crust, very moist interior. You can tell that that was like a lovingly raised sourdough.
So how do you think private equity bagels compare to homegrown Chicago ones?
Well, let's try one. We have with us here today pop-up bagels. These are sold whole and hot, intended to be ripped and dipped in cream cheese. I think you're going for...
Yes, I have poppy my seed? Hand on a poppy seed. I am ripping it, and you can see the seeds flying everywhere all over my pants. It was a good bagel.
It's quite good, and I think the cream, they have a few different flavors of cream cheese. This, we're having scallion today. It goes great with all these bagels, and you get a tub of it, so if you don't finish it, you could take the rest home. The bagels, however, do not stay fresh quite as long. They have explicit reheating instructions on their social media, I believe. So keep that in mind. You got to eat them right away.
Get them while they're hot.
That's right.
That's WBEZ food contributor Maggie Hennessy. You can read more about Big Bagel and her story on WBEZ.org. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
Weather today, sunny skies, high in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 70s. And for Thursday, some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high again in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.